Could ancient drawings have detailed a creature that is still sighted to this day? Is it possible for entities to shift between dimensions? Have you ever witnessed a thin, shadowy figure? Today, we test the believability of the Black Stickman phenomena.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
That is right. It's another Tuesday, another episode. I'm excited about this one. Why am I excited about this one? And I don't mean to front load too much here, but I'm telling you, there is not a lot known about these black stick figure entities. So what does that mean? That means this is going to be an encounter episode. Oh, yes, I have a bunch.
Encountery.
I have so many, you know what I'm talking about here. When you want to have personal encounters and you literally like pot liquor, you pot scraper, you literally feel like you're scraping the bottom of the barrel just to get a couple encounters in.
Yeah.
Or like when it actually isn't like that great of an encounter, but you're like, I want to have one. Motherfuckers were getting cut in this episode. I'm like back of the line, like, sorry, try again next time. Like I was a little picky.
You must be this good to ride this ride.
Yes. And a couple slid in that maybe otherwise shouldn't have because there are a lot. But I cut at least five.
Wow, really?
At least five. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to hear this.
So let's begin. So what are the Black Stickman? So first, Charlie, I have to ask you, have you ever heard of these before?
Not a clue.
Nope. All right. Would have been a good quiz then.
It probably would have been, yeah.
There's not a lot.
Okay.
So before we get into the what they might be, let's talk about how they look. So while we're talking about all those theories and all that fun stuff, you can visualize it.
Good.
It's about looks, appearances. You're going to be superficial here for a second. So it's actually not that hard to imagine what these cryptids, because that's technically what they're classified as, look like, because it's pretty self-explanatory. And when I say guys, I mean in the plural sense. Like they are considered genderless.
Okay.
And much to the chagrin of your wife, this is another man episode, technically. You don't hear about the stick women. Meghan Trainor shamed them, right? During that song, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes. Okay, I got you. Okay. Right. That took me a minute. Okay.
That song's like 8 years old now. So basically, I need you to visualize. Charlie, this is an active exercise here.
All right.
Visualize back to when you were like three or four, right? Yeah. And you want to draw your family, you want to draw your favorite basketball player, you want to draw your favorite superhero, and then you just take your pencil or pen, mechanical and or graphite, and you draw a stick, and then you draw two legs, and then two arms, and kind of like a head shape thing, and you're like, it's Michael Jordan, right?
That's how I still draw.
Yeah. That's what this is.
Oh,
that okay. Is literally what it is. Not Michael Jordan. Not Michael Jordan.
Oh, okay. Not arguably one of the best basketball players in the world.
They're nothing wrong with second place. You could argue third with Kobe. But boy. No. But instead of it being a children's drawing or a conveniently placed picture on the back of a minivan, these are real life entities. Like real life, you see them stick figures in person. And they're described as pitch black. Without any facial or body features, they have no mouth, no nose, no ears, and typically no eyes. In terms of height, some people have seen the black stick men that are human height, which is probably still taller than us, and others have seen it even taller, like 8 foot to 10 feet tall.
That's what I was imagining, actually.
Yeah, like to 8 foot, 10 foot, much bigger than Michael Jordan.
You know how we were talking about Gryla, the mother troll?
Yeah.
And how we were making fun of it. But you said in that episode, like, you know, if I saw this in real life, that'd be really scary.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the same idea. If I saw these giant stick figure featureless things coming at me, that'd be kind of scary.
Yeah, I know. I feel like we have to take ourselves there every now and then. I was just listening back to an episode because somebody posted about it. It was like whenever, and I'm here's a, how do I want to say this? Here's a little thing that I like to do. When somebody screenshots like one of our episodes and they post about it, I always go to that exact timestamp because I'm like, what inspired them in that exact moment to want to screenshot it and post it? But it was, one was the Goatman Bridge. And we were talking about how, like, with the Goatman Bridge, you asked me if I would do it to, you know, to summon the Goatman.
Okay.
And I said, in the comfort of a recap for the people that haven't checked it out, I think it's episode 71. I said, from the comfort here in the attic where we're recording with these string lights on and everything, yeah, I would do it. But if I was in that situation and I felt differently and I was freaked out, maybe not. I think that's the approach we have to take for most things. And I think that's exactly what you were getting at with these stick men, where it's like, haha, they look like little kids' drawings, but bigger. But, you know, you're thinking, you're walking home at night. There's like one street lamp and it flickers at least once because it has to. Yes. And then off in the distance, you just see this long, lanky, stick-like thing moving.
No. Or like you see like its head poke behind a tree.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. And then it just goes back and you're like, I just saw something, but this is a really skinny tree.
Yeah.
I'm very confused.
But also, where's Doodlebob at?
Right. SpongeBob, you Doodlebob. I don't remember. Gone, you snoring, you snoring.
There you go.
Yeah. But yes, they're very lanky, they're lean. And I think that is what really separates this entity specifically from like a shadow figure.
Yeah. Okay.
Basic ass shadow figure. I mean, I'm joking, but like, don't think about it in the sense of a human form that is just a shadow. Like, these are not human shaped. They're stick figures. That's the only way to describe it. They are literally lanky, thin, black stick figures. Entities. Another unique physical trait about these guys is that, other than the fact that they're stick figures, is that they have a very eerie, two-dimensional quality to them. As in, no matter what angle you catch them at, they are always going to be looking like they're front-facing you, always two-dimensional.
Oh, okay.
So just length and width.
Okay, gotcha.
They never learned about volume or
time.
Time.
That's fourth dimension.
They also cast no shadow, and they don't make any sound when they walk. They're creepers.
Mm.
Although there's mixed responses about how they walk. Some people say it's very fluid, like almost like they glide, kind of like the Flatwoods monster.
Okay.
And others say, and I think it's just based on the fact that they're stick figures, is that they have a very odd, disjointed gait, which is kind of eerie. Like, that's one of the things that always freaks me out about movies like The Ring with Samara or The Grudge. It's like the creaky shiftiness. There's a lot of reasons why I don't like spiders. But spiders are so hard to track. Like, the way that they move and the way, like, they're so fast, but they also move a very awkward, you know what I'm talking about? You're looking around the room like you're looking for an answer.
No, I'm looking for spiders.
Okay.
They got 8 feet, man. They got lots
I'm not blaming them. They're doing their own thing. Yeah. They're trying to rid my house of mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. I get it. But that's why they're creepy in my mind. And also, and this is probably the worst thing for me personally, they're also described as having an electrical charge to them.
What?
Like a static electricity.
Oh, my.
So if you're out, this is, okay, PSA, if you're outside at night and your hair starts standing up, either you're about to get hit by lightning or a black stick man is nearby. On the for real though, and my wife will attest to this, I hate getting shocked. I like, to the point that I will carry a dryer sheet in my pocket. When I used to do Meals on Wheels, there was this apartment building that every time I touched the door in the wintertime when the air is dry and, you know, you got sweaters on, I always got shocked. So I literally trained myself. Oh, it's Wednesday. Dryer sheet in the pocket. So when I go reach for the handle, I could have the dryer sheet on my hand.
Wow. I mean, hey, that's smart. That's adapting.
I'm evolution. Is that right?
Okay.
And going even further into what people claim, some folks say that they get very lightheaded and a little dizzy when these black stick men are nearby.
That's racist.
And one final thing about the way that these guys appear before we get into some of the theories and things. So if you think back to the way Charlie Red Star was described, think about when we were talking about how they said it was like almost like the side of a movie theater screen, mm-hmm. where it was like a little hazy. Like, it didn't feel like it was all there, but it was opaque enough that you could see it, but it was fuzzy. That's exactly how these guys are reported some of the time. Like, they're a little out of focus, fuzzy. A little fuzzy. Like, it's like a very grainy thing. I
wonder if it's too early to speculate. Okay, go ahead.
It's almost like they're not of our dimension. But we'll get to that. But that's what they say. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay, okay. You tell them it's too early?
They also say that there's like heat waves. Like that's another thing about it that makes it look odd and not just like a normal tangible object. It's like there's heat waves coming off them. And if that doesn't make sense to you, I have two different analogies, and I think I can cover the entire scope of the world with these two analogies. So one, for my mid-2000s gamers, if you think about the invisible bugs that were in the castle of Resident Evil 4, one way you could kind of see them is that it was like a little bit, it was misty. Like they were invisible, but there was like the air was like wavy and it looked different and you could tell they were there. Kind of like that. For the other people in the world that don't know what the hell I'm talking about, think about like a grill at a cookout. When somebody's cooking at a grill and the lid of the grill is open, that air above the grill, and somebody could explain this much more scientifically than I can, and I'm not even trying, so don't bash me, don't hit us in the DMs, unless you want to. But you know what I'm talking about, the air above the grill,
yeah, how it's no, like it wavy. All, yeah, it gets wavy.
People attribute that to the black stick figure men as well.
Now, are they hot, or...
I don't know if anybody's ever been touched. I think it's just saying that it's not like clear cut. Stick men are not in 4K. They're not in HD. They're 480 at best, I think.
Okay.
It's when you look at it, it just doesn't look right. It doesn't look like they're fully here. Mm-hmm. They're not completely opaque and tangible. They're fuzzy. They look a little wavy. It's just off.
Mm. Okay.
Yes. In terms of what they do, what they're doing, most of it seems like they're just kind of creeping around. A couple sources were like, I don't think they realized that I could see them. Like, they were almost startled.
Oh, okay.
Like, oh, shit, they can see me? And then, boom, they're gone. Some people say that once they both discovered that they saw each other.
Gotcha.
They actually started getting stalked by... the black stick men.
So made it worse.
You made it worse.
Okay.
It was like, not that you antagonized them, but like it was understood. Oh, you realize I exist.
Yeah.
I'm following you.
It's that phrase. Like they realized that I realized that they existed. So they followed.
It's very Slenderman-ish.
Yeah.
So now let's get to the what. So I'll probably say this multiple times throughout the episode. But again, I just want to reiterate, even though we just talked for like 10 minutes about it, but there's really not a ton known about these things. It's a lot of speculation. It's a lot of reported sightings. It really came to light back in 2009 when the black stick men phenomenon popped up on a kind of a listicle. It was like a top 10 paranormal creatures you should know about or might exist, something like that. It's done by Listverse, which is still a site. You can still do like black stick man phenomenon list first, and you'll be able to pull that article up.
Okay.
I did. For fun, other ones that are on that list are doppelgangers, the chupacabra, and chupacabra.
Uh-huh.
And number one was black-eyed kids.
Ah, of course.
After the black stick men were discussed in the article, it really inspired a lot of people to tell their own stories and discuss their own encounters with this entity.
Is there a location where this is prominent, or is it just everywhere?
Nope. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and there's something about that I'm going to get to, because it really resonated with me in terms of why I think it's so hard to grasp onto, but we'll get there. Some people say, because of where it came from, the fact that this listicle brought it to this prevalence, and that's where everybody's coming from, is like, okay, guys, this is the origin story. The origin is this list. That's why it got popular. It's just as fake as Slenderman.
Okay.
So some people are, obviously there's a lot of encounters. So some people are using it as an avenue to be like, wow, I'm not alone. I saw this too. Mm-hmm. Where other people are like, nobody talked about this before until this list. Maybe this is the origin, like how you can trace Slenderman technically to the same exact year.
Yeah.
Now there are encounters that happened before 2009, but that doesn't mean that it was talked about before then. You know what I mean? It's like things happened before the 2009, but that's when it was brought up by Listverse. This is probably one thing for me, which is why it's a little hard to grasp onto. And I think maybe why it's not as prevalent in terms of, because it's considered a cryptid.
Right. Not like a spirit or something.
Right. And I think that's another separating factor from like a shadow figure versus these black stick men.
Right.
But there's no famous encounter that people can point to. So like, and this really made sense to me in terms of like why it's hard to like really grasp it, because like you think of the encounter sometimes as much as you think of the cryptid. Mm-hmm. Like Slenderman, even though it's not real, you have the girls encounter mm-hmm. and like the YouTube series and stuff like that. But Mothman, the bridge, Jersey Devil, the way was born, Dover Demon, the young boy walking home. Like every single one of these other cryptids and stuff, you have, what was it, Jersey Devil? Or the, it was the dude, Napoleon hunting.
Napoleon's brother.
Yeah, like you have these events that you can kind of grasp onto and say, it feels more grounded. Even something like Resurrection Mary, it has a location. It's near Chicago. Mm-hmm. Once you pass the Resurrection Cemetery, or, you know, that's where it happens. This is kind of like, it just happens.
It just is everywhere.
And it's like, once it was talked about, all these people were like, oh my God, I've seen it too.
Yeah, well, like Area 51, that's in Arizona, or New Mexico.
Right. Or and like UFOs, Roswell. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Abductions.
Pascagoula.
Betty and Barney.
Yep.
So it's like, it doesn't have that yet.
Right. Okay.
So let's get into some of the theories before we get to the encounters. So technically they are, like I said, they are classified as cryptids, but some people say that they're actually really old, ancient beings and or aliens. And this is due because of the drawings. Like, think about cave drawings.
Right. Not that it's just the easiest thing to put together on a wall.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, were there really stickmen back then, or did they have to get this drawn before a saber-toothed tiger ripped their ass? You know what I mean? Although they did draw aliens in spaceships.
That's, yeah.
Life is all about time management and budgeting. If you spend 90% of the time on the spaceships, you're going to only be able to have time for stick figures.
Well, I mean, it's not like they're Neanderthals and a Cro-Magnon is trying to get their work out, you know, like. There's no bureaucracy yet.
We don't know. We weren't there.
I guess.
The Brachiosaurus.
Oh, man.
Ocasy.
I don't know wrestling moves, but you just like flip 180 tombstone me.
It's a reversal.
Oh, okay.
I press the triangle button. So this is one that I think you'll like, and we'll probably talk about in the discussion. A lot of people claim that they're not aliens, but rather they are interdimensional travelers. Now, could they be native, but, you know, to not necessarily another planet, but they could be native to another dimension. So they're from here. They're not aliens. They're not from another galaxy or planet. They're literally from Earth, but from a different dimension on Earth or around Earth or however that works. Now, this, of course, opens a theory that they're from here. So maybe, what if they're time travelers? What if they're from the future and they're coming back? Or they could just be what they are, their own cryptids. That's always got to be one of the things in the back of your mind, right? Where it's like, we're trying to fit them in little boxes, but these black stick men are just black stick men. They're just minding their own business, walking around, floating, gliding, creeping. And if that's the case, I think it's interesting to look at, one, whether or not they choose to be seen, if they're like letting their guards down, or if they don't realize that they're shifting between dimensions and they don't mean for us to see them. It just sort of happens. And that could also have something to do with the energy and the, like, the static charge as well. Like, maybe mm-hmm. if they have enough energy they're seen, or if they're depleted with energy they're seen. I have no idea how any of this works. I'm just trying to take little dots and
it feels more innocent to me if they don't realize they're being seen.
That's true.
It's just how it feels.
It's like they're just minding their own business.
And yeah.
It's like exposed. It's like you pull the shower curtain down.
It's like, whoa. No.
Oh, my. And another aspect about it that we'll get to is the idea of them being a different form of shadow figures. I definitely want to get your opinion on this, because for me, shadow figures have a very negative connotation. It's like there's ghosts, you know, apparitions, and then there's like shadow figures. Like, they're not necessarily demonic, although they can be. But I just, like, you don't really hear normally good things about shadow figures, where these guys, they look different. They're like stick figures. That doesn't necessarily mean that they can't be like kind of the same thing, just look different. But it doesn't feel like the same thing to me. Kind of like where you were saying with the innocence. It kind of feels like they're just vibing. Just,
yeah, okay.
They're just here. They're just around. That's my opinion on it. Some people do think they're a form of shadow figures. But that's the thing. It's so much speculation. Like, there's not, this is where they're from. This is their origin story. They're found in this region of the world, and this is what we think they are. It's just a lot of people talking out loud, which we do every Tuesday.
You know what the difference between, I think, shadow figures and this phenomenon are? I think that there's an energy associated with it. So if there's a shadow figure, that's usually associated with some kind of negative feeling.
Like a yeah.
You feel menacing,
mm-hmm.
coming at you, staring at you. You look over, there's a shadow figure. But this one, you don't feel that. It's just kind of there. That's how I see the difference.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't feel... Well, like, that's the tough thing. Some people do feel like it's a little menacing, but more often than not, it's just kind of like there.
But it's not nearly as intense.
Not as a shadow figure tends to be.
Okay.
Well, yeah. No, I think they're completely different. I kind of have my idea what it could be, but that we will save for the discussion.
Okay.
So now let's move on to my favorite part of the episode, the personal encounters. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. At Believing the Bizarre, we take pride in escapism, but sometimes there's nothing more important than tackling real-life issues.
Do you find yourself struggling to achieve particular goals throughout your week? Find yourself feeling down?
If so, we highly recommend BetterHelp. They assess your needs and personally match you with your own licensed therapist.
BetterHelp promotes a healthy, encouraging, and judgment-free zone.
Their therapists specialize in a variety of areas, such as stress, anxiety, depression, LGBTQ, grief, and general trauma.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I was struggling with anxiety and depression, and I took it upon myself to go to a therapist, and it helped me so much to get through those things to a point where I can continue with my day now, and I'm able to put out the podcast and enjoy my life a lot more.
And this is not a crisis line or self-help. Instead, you securely speak with a licensed therapist online from the comfort of your own home.
You can send a message to your counselor anytime, day or night, or schedule a weekly phone or video call.
And as a listener of Believing the Bizarre, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/listener.
Choose counseling that is convenient, affordable, and professional.
Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/listener. Join over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health. Charlie, we have to get out and do some more ghost hunting.
Yeah, we definitely do, but where should we go?
Well, there's Bobby Mackey's, the Donovan Mill, or Whispering Estate. Tons of places.
Well, that's true. Or we could just watch the new reality investigate those places on YouTube and actually get supernatural evidence.
Oh, yeah, the new reality is awesome. They're led by Cody, an empath and claircognizance, and Sean, a medium and psychic. They have a combined 20-plus years in investigating countless paranormal hotspots.
They are dedicated to both proving and disproving paranormal phenomenon using their unique gifts and equipment.
They're definitely passionate about the paranormal, just like us.
Yeah, except they actually experience it in real life, not just sit around and talk about it.
Beyond investigations, they also offer cleansing services. So Charlie, maybe you should hit them up about that demon cat you're seeing in your house, or all those knockings and threes.
So if you're looking for great paranormal content, which you know you are because, check out The New Reality on YouTube.
Again, that's The New Reality Paranormal Investigation Team on YouTube. Once you discover them, you'll be happy with your new reality.
That's lame, bro.
Seriously, check them out. All right, I'm excited to do this. I love personal encounters will always be. There's two things I love. I love the backstory of something I've never heard of, especially if it's creepy. It's creepy and there's an origin backstory. I love that. Two, personal encounters every time. Every time. And oh man, there is no well deeper than Reddit when it comes to these personal encounters.
Really? Okay.
Right. The crazy thing is that everybody is so willing to share their story. I'll be honest. I kept most of the Reddit stories, and it was from some of the other sources or the ones that I cut. But if YouTube videos about the Black Stickman phenomenon, people in the comments told their stories.
Really?
Full out stories.
Wow.
Other web pages and blogs about the Black Stickman phenomenon, in the comment section, people were telling their full stories. So there's a lot of material out there to go through. Like, if you enjoy the ones we're talking about in this podcast, go out and search and you'll find a ton. And they're very interesting.
That's crazy. I've never heard about this. That's nuts.
So this is going to be a little bit like the Hamilton Lights, but I'm very excited. Are you ready to go to the depths of Reddit?
Yes, please.
Number one, quote, I honestly thought I was crazy. I'm 33, level-headed, and while I won't rule anything out, I generally don't think much of the paranormal. The other night, I went outside for a smoke. My lawn has a low retaining wall, about bench height, and a long sloping road down to the creek. I saw something walking down the middle of the road. I had a neighbor who walks at all hours, day or night, so I didn't think much of it. But as I got closer, it looked like a pencil-drawn picture of a man done by a kid. It wasn't black so much as it was nebulous, like the static on a TV channel, gray and black moving in a blur, in the shape of the sign that lets guys know which door to go in. The street lights flickered on and it stopped. Looked around, I assumed it looked. All I could see was its head move, and then it turned towards me. As soon as it did, it took off down the road faster than my eyes could follow. I didn't tell anyone for a few days. I then did the promise you won't think I'm crazy with my girlfriend. She said she's heard of similar stories and asked if I'd Googled it. I did, and here I am. At least if I'm crazy, I'll have company. Unquote.
Wow. I'm 33, level-headed, hot, washboard abs.
I'm on Tinder. Here's my profile link. It's a do follow. I like that description in terms of visually, yeah, because I was trying to do like the heat waves is not tangible, but like it's not black, it's not white, like static television. I think that's really interesting.
That's good. That's kind of how I saw it too. So yeah,
like a bathroom sign.
It meant like wibbly lines,
wibbly wobbly.
Yeah,
he does the get it in there, yeah, no, wobble baby wobble.
Oh wow, what a reference.
Two. Quote, when I got out of bed and opened the door, about 5 feet away from me in the hallway was a tall, black, slender figure that was very thin. All black, no facial features, a circled head, and arms and legs that were really thin and fingers that looked sharp. It made no sound and it was almost like it was gliding as it walked. The way it walked was the most scary part for me. I only saw it for 2 seconds. Then I slammed the door and started wailing and crying. Minutes passed until my mom showed up to the door and tried to calm me down. I don't remember mentioning it to her, so she just thought I had a bad dream. Then she got a roll of blankets and put them in the hallway floor for us to sleep together. My feet ended up being scratched really, really badly that night, and I remember a burning sensation. I'm 18 now, and it's one of my earliest memories, and we still live in the same house. Unquote.
There's that menacing.
Yeah, but I don't know if that was a stick figure.
Right. That could be a shadow figure.
Yeah, just because it's thin.
Yeah.
But moving on.
Okay.
Number three. Quote, after a buddy and I finished lowering a trap into the water, the atmosphere around us got real heavy. It felt like it was humid, but without the presence of moisture in the air. On top of that, our muscles suddenly felt really weak, as if we just run a few miles and had weight strapped to our back. My vision and my friend's vision went blurry for a moment or two. When it all cleared up, we all noticed that something wasn't right. Off in the distance, no more than 20 yards away from us, was this tall, slender, pitch black stick figure. It looked to be about 10 feet tall, and its limbs were really skinny. It just stood there for a moment. Its limbs were moving around really slow, almost like it was looking at us. The creature had a head, but no real torso. Its body was as thick as its arms were. It just started staring at us for the longest time. It didn't even make a noise. After a moment or so, this thing walked off to the side, and as it got further and further away from us, it got easier to breathe, and we were able to move again. Naturally, we packed our shit and hightailed it back home. To this day, we don't speak of what happened, and we never, ever go back there. Unquote.
So I don't know if that's an evilness to it, or if it's just...
Feels
it,
more like an effect.
Yeah, it doesn't know what it's doing. It's just kind of there, and you happen to be getting weak because of it.
I think the word... is intent. I don't think it was intentionally doing it to those guys. Yeah. I think it was like, I'm around. This is how I infect my environment.
Mm-hmm. And you happen to be there.
Yeah, stop fishing. Go to Long John's, Silver's.
I think they were the ones that provide the fish to Long John. So.
Potentially. Felt a little Pasquin ghoulish, too.
A little bit, yeah.
Personal encounter number 4. Quote, the first sighting was on my parents' property where I grew up. They own about 8 acres of land, and the majority of it is woods. The woods were my favorite place to explore when I was little. And I know this is like in England because they put the O and the U in favorite. That was me, Tyler, injecting. I'm going back in the story now. There's a certain clearing with pretty ferns that I like to sit and read around. On one of my many visits to that clearing, I had just sat down and was still unpacking my snacks and my book when I saw movement out of the corner of my eye. I jerked my head up to see what kind of wildlife it was, and instead was confused to see this stick figure a little ways behind in the trees. At this point, all I really remember was that it didn't seem to notice me, and he was moving further and further away. He seemed to glide rather than walk, and I vividly remember that this thing made no sound. Like there was no rustling of branches, no leaves, no twigs, nothing. The sighting I had when I was 19-ish was extremely brief. I was driving down a country road when I saw this figure gliding along the side of it. I passed him, and I didn't stop or look back. I was internally screaming and too shocked to remember the first sighting to even think logically about stopping or turning back or to investigate more. I've heard some people feel anxious around these black stick figures, and that some of them contain a negative energy, but I never felt anything like that. I didn't get any sort of vibes or whatever, just confusion on my part, which is understandable given the situation, unquote. So there you have kind of like the gate again, like it's gliding, Flatwoods monsterish. Encounter number 5. Quote, basically, I've seen the black stick man ever since I was a child. When I started seeing him was right after I had a really bad nightmare when I was around 7 to 8 years old. I've seen him countless times in my home. I remember that I was always scared shitless of him, and he would just stand in the door entrance and stare at me. I always got super anxious around the house, to the point that I had to put my back against the wall when going downstairs or when I was alone. We brought a priest to clean the house, and it stopped for a while, but then he came back. My mother was tired and decided I was just doing that to get attention, and she decided to ignore it. I basically got used to him appearing every so often and stare at me, or sometimes I would just feel like he got close to my bed, but I was just too scared to turn around. Flash forward to when I'm in middle school, and I was talking about it with one of my friends, and she told her cousin, and she told me her cousin knew about this stuff. What he had to say is that they're not exactly evil beings. I guess they're more like a corrupted soul. He referred to the spirits like that as shadows. I was told to never try and make contact with it, as in to ask him things or any sort of communication. The reason that they appear is unknown. He said the shadows can be attached to souls that radiate a pure light, and I guess I have a pretty bright soul. I've stopped seeing him due to a stone that the cousin gave to me. It's called an angel light and is supposed to protect you from dark souls or anything like that. Oddly enough, I sometimes miss seeing him since he was such a big part of all my restless nights. Unquote. That one feels a little far off. That's okay.
Yeah, that also feels more like a shadow figure.
Yeah. Yeah. Personal encounter number 6. Quote, I've never really spoken to anyone about this, as I've always thought people would think I'm crazy or that I'm making it up. But I figured I'd share my encounter with a black stick man, which I had when I was younger. When I was about 5 years old, I had a sleepover with my older brother in his bedroom, and I saw a stick figure man walk into the room. He wasn't black though, and I don't know how to explain it, other than it looked like a mirage in a stick figure shape, as it seemed the air was distorted or displaced, but in a perfect stick man outline. It was like he walked into the room, paced around for a moment, and then stood in front of me. I was terrified. I shouted to my parents and explained to them that there was a stick man in the room, which isn't exactly believable, especially considering I was a really young child. But I can still remember crystal clear, as if it happened just a day or two ago, and I'm now 18 years old. Unquote.
That almost sounds like in Halo, when the enemies go invisible. Like, you could see their like outline kind of.
Yeah.
Mm.
See, mine was the Resident Evil 4, but maybe Halo is your analogy that you need to visualize what this thing is.
I can see it really well. So
but isn't that interesting? Like the outline of a stick man, but the inside was just different, like jumbled, distorted air. It's very strange.
Distorted air.
It's just Harry Potter. His little. I guess you can't see that at all.
No.
That doesn't make sense. Silly me. Encounter number 7. Quote, it was 1996. I was about 12, and we lived in a big old heritage home just outside a very small town on a quiet street. And there were no other paranormal experiences in that house that I know of. It was the middle of the night when I got up, most likely to use the restroom. And all my family members were sleeping, and the lights were off except for a nightlight and just a little bit of illumination from the street side window behind me. My room was in the front, far from the other rooms, in a giant staircase. As I exited my room, there's a railing that curves around that goes straight to the end of the hall where the stairs start leading down. I had just turned to make my way to the other end of the second floor when I saw this black stick man figure just standing there in the hallway down the corridor. All black, very, very skinny, exactly like a stick man drawing with bold lines, although a very slight haze surrounding him. And it was probably about 6 or 7 feet tall. I can't remember exactly what the head looked like, other than just a plain black oval. Zero features. There really wasn't any detail in the appearance other than dark black straight lines about what felt like 2 inches width in its entirety. It literally looked like an exact stickman drawing. The whole encounter lasted only seconds. As soon as I noticed it, it noticed me. It rapidly made its way down the hall, and then it hopped up or moved quickly, almost like floating over the railing, and it glided down the stairs with its limbs moving slower than its pace. Even though it was hovering and gliding, the movements of the limbs gave its presence a really jerky, almost like it was having a spasm motion, just very awkward. For years since my experience, I've been trying to convince myself that I somehow didn't see what I thought I did. But to me, that's a stretch. I've never hallucinated before, and I haven't since. Nor have I ever made up stories for attention. The memory is still incredibly vivid 23 years later and brings tears of fear to my eyes. I'm so glad to have discovered that there's others with sightings just like mine. Unquote.
There's a lot more inside than I thought there would be. I thought these mostly be outside.
Yeah, it's... But I guess if you, well, we'll get to like the interdimensional thing, but it's almost like maybe to them there is no inside outside.
Right.
It just is. Yeah. So this is the 8th and final encounter before we get to the discussion. This encounter came from both Reddit and a website titled True Ghost Stories Archive. So you know it's true. Quote, when I was growing up, I had a best friend who lived down the street. We lived in a quiet small town where her dad was always working. I would walk to her house every day after school, and we would often take walks, walk to the liquor store to buy candy, etc. But I would often see a black stick man following us, peeking from behind her couch. He was all black and changed sizes. Sometimes the size of a small cat, other times taller than a normal sized man. I felt very scared of him and felt he was mischievous at best, perhaps evil. And I finally got the courage to tell my best friend, and she admitted to seeing him too. I always got the feeling he was the same one every time, not a different stick man. One time he appeared in the shape of a stick figure horse, like a bad child's drawing. I always believed him to be somehow following me and watching me until my best friend passed away suddenly our senior year of high school. She had a genetic heart condition that nobody, including herself, had known about. I've never seen what we called the stick man ever since. I believe now perhaps he was some form of a grim reaper awaiting his time to take away my friend. I don't know if that's really the case, but it seems odd that the sightings of him disappeared immediately after she passed. I never saw who he dubbed stick man again. Unquote. And that is our personal encounters with the stick man. And I would say that the encounters are just as varied as the theories.
Yeah.
There's no grounding.
No literally, consistency.
The only grounding is it's a stick-like figure entity. That's literally the only thing that is like, you know, the one thing you can latch onto in every story and every theory.
Yeah, no one's consistent about the color, the shape, the size, nothing.
Nothing. But you know what we're consistent about? Going to the discussion. So before we get to the discussion, now is the time that we love to thank our newest patrons. So as of the recording of this podcast about the Black Stick Man phenomenon, we would like to thank Taylor, Da Zombie Killa, Callie, and Maria. Thank you all so much for joining this past week. And again, thank you everybody who is supporting us on Patreon. It means so much to us. It gives us an avenue to put out extra content. Content that we really want to do, but doesn't necessarily fit in the main scope or structure of what Believing the Bizarre is. And you guys know, we talk about every week. We got quizzes, we got listener submission interviews. We just had an interview drop last week where we talked with Georgie from the Los Angeles Shadow Figure, which is creepy. Anytime you have a shadow figure, even if it's in stickman form, it's creepy. We have bonus content, director's cuts. We watch movies together on Netflix. We have cool hangouts where we can just chill and talk. All that bonus stuff on Patreon, but above all, thank you to all of our patrons and especially our four newest ones. With that said, let's go to the discussion. All right, Charlie, I want to hear your thoughts in terms of, we kind of already talked about in terms of being a shadow figure.
Yeah.
Do you agree that it doesn't feel, can we put a pin in that?
Yeah, it doesn't feel the same. The ones I think that are actually the stick figure person and not a shadow figure, I think are distinctly different.
Right. Like, the personal encounters where it feels very violent or menacing don't make me think that the stick man is violent. It makes me think that they saw a shadow figure.
I agree.
Right. Okay, cool. So we can put a pin in that, not the same as a shadow figure. So now let me ask you this. We have, I think there's three main categories that we can look at. One, ancient alien being.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, there's drawings and caves and blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
Two, so I would almost say not from here. Two, it's just its own cryptid. It is what it is. It is a black stick man.
I don't think it's a cryptid.
That's what it's called.
That's disagree. What it's classified. I disagree.
Or three, interdimensional traveler.
Yes.
Is that what you're leaning towards, or do you think that's what it is? What are your thoughts?
I lean heavily toward an interdimensional thing. Maybe not necessarily something with intelligence. Maybe some...
It's just a big old stick figure starfish.
Well, maybe it's something that's been manipulated by its surrounding.
What do you mean by that?
Maybe it's something that started as intelligent and has become less so. I don't know if these are on the same level as intelligence as humans, or if it is, then I think they don't want contact.
It could also be that maybe if they are something like a starfish, where they're just maybe not the brightest entity, maybe that's why they're the things that are slipping from their dimension to our dimension, is that, and they don't realize it.
Yeah.
Like, they're not, maybe not intentful, but they don't have as much control or...
You said it before during one of the encounters. Intent is the key word there. They don't have intent.
But even beyond that, because they might not even have intent in their dimension either, but because they just aimlessly float around and they have less control, maybe there are other entities in that dimension that know how to not slip out of it. You know what I mean? They're like, don't do this because then you'll leave our dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Where those guys are like, hey, I stick to rocks in the ocean. And they just kind of, and we're creating a whole new theory that could be completely bonkers.
Maybe, I don't know. But also, I do kind of like the dimension traveler theory.
Right, and I guess it's whether or not what they're doing leads them to change dimensions, or if it's just happening to them.
Nothing we heard makes me think that they are actively learning or trying to figure stuff out about humans.
Even though they don't really have faces or eyes, a lot of people in the personal encounters did claim they felt like they were being watched, though. So maybe they are coming to observe.
Maybe. I don't know.
But what do you make of all the people saying it felt like they were being stared at and watched?
Just because you're being observed doesn't mean you're being observed. Just because you're being looked at doesn't mean you're being studied. You can be looked at by an animal. It doesn't mean you're being studied.
True, but that kind of goes against one of the earlier theories where it's like you caught them off guard. There was one encounter we did have where it was like they got scared and they ran away faster than their eyes could follow them. But sometimes it seems like they were very conscious that I'm looking at something else in this room.
I'll give you an example. Have you ever been, this happened to me at the gym a couple times, where I'm doing something, I'm staring off, and then I realize I'm looking at a person.
I've done that. I've done that in school. It's very awkward.
Exactly. Maybe it's that kind of situation. They're doing something, they're not mean to stare at you, and then they realize they're staring.
I don't know. I think that's entirely possible, and maybe some of the people that are talking, like, it's kind of like we were talking about art, and you were talking about poems. It's like, it was during the hands for system. It's like, here's your intention, and once you're done with it, you have no control over how it's perceived.
Yeah.
So they, like you're saying, might just be in the vicinity, but the person writing the story is perceiving it as this thing is stalking me or staring at me.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that they're wrong. We could be wrong.
Absolutely.
Or more, I guess, specifically, you could be wrong. And they could be studying them, or they could at least in that very moment be like, who is this thing I'm in front of? I'm going to focus on it. But also that could just be the way that their body reacted and their mind reacted to the situation when in reality, this thing was just, hey, I'm here too.
Yeah.
Scoot over.
Here's the thing. We really have no idea.
Nobody does.
We can't.
This is grounded in nothing. You entered this episode, if you knew nothing else, that we're probably talking about like a stick figure entity. And that is all you're going to leave with. And I apologize for that.
We can't even guess, because it doesn't feel like they're observing to study. It doesn't feel like that. It's kind of is what it is. But the good news is, I don't think that if it's a stick figure, it's menacing. So that's good.
I think what Charlie's saying is that you could probably take him. This is like the Fresno Nightcrawlers. Charlie would just break their legs, and then they'd be nothing.
Yeah.
Cook them up. Raven stick figure tonight, honey.
Well, the Nightcrawlers put some kind of fear in me, I think.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was there anything else, whether it be personal encounters or whether it be some of the theories that stood out to you or anything you want to discuss about them further?
Yeah, one more thing. I think you're right about the intention. There's not the intent there for anything. I'm in the vicinity. If that makes your body heavy and it's hard to breathe, I'm not doing it on purpose. It just kind of is.
Because if you open that can of worms and you're like, they are doing it on purpose, then you have to ask why.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you have to go further into that. And we shut that door. We locked that door.
I'm hiding behind that door.
And we're saying, don't go in there. Because that's the thing. It's like, if you're comfortable thinking they could just be floating between dimensions and they just are, then that's fine. But if you're somebody that wants to ask why, which to a certain degree, we are why askers. You know, that might not be enough for you. You want to know why they're here. What are they doing here? Why do only some people see them? And why now all of a sudden are all these people coming out with their personal encounters? I mean, we could be so wrong that they could literally be shadow figures.
Yeah, you're right. We could have nothing. We could be just totally in the wrong ballpark.
They could be aliens.
I don't know about that.
They could be, what if they're alien? What if they're incredibly intelligent and they're aliens that are actively observing and studying us, but then when they accidentally reveal themselves, they act aloof.
Oh, wow.
Clueless. They're like, they're fooling us. It's all trickery.
Oh, they're pulling a...
They're going to listen to this episode and be like, we fooled them. We did it.
That's another download.
We're such good actors. They get their own... not Tonys are musicals. What is it? The Emmys? Emmys? Is that it? Okay, so let me ask you this, Charlie.
Yeah.
We can't really narrow it down to a theory because nobody else can. And we don't have any firsthand experience.
Right.
So we're just going off hearsay. So all we can really do is look at the black stick man phenomena, these entities, which I kind of agree with you. I don't really want to call them cryptids. That's just kind of the category. That's the box they've been shoved in.
Yeah, no, that feels like a square peg, it's like wrong hole.
They're like batteries, dude. Where do you put batteries in a store? Do you put them up front? Do you put them by the electronics? Mm. They just are. Mm-hmm. You just need them. You need them. They just are. So I'm just going to go with, do black Stickman figures exist?
I'm going to go with viable. I think people are seeing something that's not necessarily Shadow Figure. I don't know any more about it, but I think people are seeing them. So I think viable.
So you definitely don't think this is like Slenderman lore, where it's just like somebody made it up. People want to get in on the action. People want to, you know, either lie and just for entertainment and get a story out there, or two, they're mistaking. I don't think people are lying. I always like to give people the benefit of the doubt and assume they're not just making it up.
I think the stories would be better.
Because even like Slenderman, you don't really hear real stories. People don't really try to convince you they saw Slenderman.
Right. No.
You know, I guess the biggest issue, if I were to go unbelievable, and I'm not saying I am, but if I were to go unbelievable on the Black Stickman, it's not because I necessarily think they don't exist. It's because I think they're all mistaken as Shadow Figures.
Mm,
that okay. seems like the most plausible thing. I think there's too many people that have claimed to witness this entity for it to be fake. I mean,
there are neutral Shadow Figures, too. That's a thing.
You know, that's how the world is, though. You get a couple bad eggs, and they ruin it for everybody. Yeah. There's probably like 98% good Shadow Figures, and then there's the two ones that like to rip apart your family and haunt maybe. You and throw yeah. vases at you. And now all black Shadow Figures are bad.
I don't know. So what are you thinking, then?
I actually think... I'm actually going believable just because it's so many. And I'm probably leaning more towards viable than believable. I probably should. I don't really want to match you, though. So I'm giving you a little benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
I think even the personal experiences kind of highlighted that. I think some of them are Shadow Figures.
I agree. I think definitely some are mistaken as Shadows, especially the one with the sharp nails.
Yeah. So I think half are probably Shadow Figures that are just miscategorized. And also, but I really, the interdimensional aspect of it really speaks to me.
Mm-hmm. That's not the only thing we've talked about like that.
No.
Like the Charlie Red Star was a great example
of
that.
Well, that's another thing that makes it interesting about aliens, is the fact that aliens, we've had multiple episodes where aliens are discussed as interdimensional. Mm-hmm. Charlie Red Star and Hillary Porter
yeah.
said that they're interdimensional. So that kind of leans into the fact that these things could be aliens. But we're, like I said, we're not really breaking down whether or not what they are, because there's no way we could know.
Right.
It would just be best guesses at best. But there's so many encounters, and they could fit, like, there's so many opportunities for it to be real. I'll give you an analogy, because I haven't talked about the NFL. Like, I mentioned the Super Bowl, but it's like a football team. Maybe I'll use, shall you, do you want me to use basketball or football? What do you prefer right now?
I guess football. Okay. Yeah, football.
If you have a really good defense, a really good running back, a really good wide receiver, a really good quarterback, that means you can win multiple ways. Mm-hmm. So if I said that team's going to win the Super Bowl, you're like, well, I don't know, but I could see it because they have multiple avenues. They could beat you by running. They can beat you by throwing. They can beat you with a really good defense. That feels like the Black Stickman to me. It's like they have so many different avenues where they could be real
mm-hmm.
on top of a lot of encounters that it's easier for me to buy in. The more rigid you get, like they're only seen here, they only can be encrypted, they're only seen between this time frame. Like, sometimes I really like having something like that that I can grasp onto.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that there's, like, so much unknown to this, it feels wide open for the taking. So I'm going to go believable.
Makes sense. Makes sense to me.
So that is our episode on the Black Stickman phenomena. Crazy.
Wow.
Could be totally fake. Who knows?
I've never heard of that before. That's nuts.
Could be totally fake. You heard of Black Eyed Kids before?
Heard of them. We did an episode on them.
I wonder if more people say black-eyed kids or black-eyed children.
I think it's black-eyed kids. B-E-K's.
B-E-K's. I don't know. I see a lot of black-eyed children, too. I mean, I don't see them. I'd kill them if I saw them.
If you ever saw them, oh my God, would you text me?
I'd FaceTime you. Like, dude, somebody's here to see you. While I'm getting killed and laughing, you're just terrified for the rest of your life.
Oh, wow.
Okay, scenario. I FaceTime you. You pick it up, and all you see is the sky. So the phone's on the ground, and you just hear like gurgling sounds. Like,
oh, dude, I'm never picking up your
and
FaceTime.
And you're just like, what is it? And then you see this face lean over the screen, and it's just this little child, like the Grudge, with these black eyes.
Oh, man.
And they don't know how to hang up, so you have to look at them. It's kind of on you to hang up.
Yeah.
Would you hang up?
I would, yeah, probably.
And then you text me, like, you okay, bro?
You good?
So I hope you enjoyed. This is a fun one. Let me plug this again, because we did talk about our Patreon. And I'll say, just really quickly, if you want more bonus content, you know where to find us, Patreon. One day we will be talking about this on our Director's Cut, which is a segment where Charlie and I listen back to the episodes and then have our commentary over it. I'm interested myself to see where I'm going to land on the day that we go back, because we also use that as an opportunity to adjust our believability scale and see if we still feel the way we did or if we want to change it.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see. I feel like this could be a 180 for me. But the time being, there's just so many encounters.
It's you
so
always surprise yourself in those.
I do. I do. I'm either incredibly consistent or it's just like off the wall.
You're like, who is that today?
So thank you for listening. Again, if you're on Apple, feel free to leave us a review, a 5-star. Let us know what you're thinking. We like to share it on our Instagram. We share it between each other. We get it tattooed. That would be cool. Maybe our 1,000th Apple review, Charlie will get it tattooed somewhere on him.
Man, someone's just going to put like butt.
I wish the 1,000th review could be like, Tyler is so awesome. But also for everybody on Spotify, and this has been growing quickly. We know that there's a lot of you on Spotify, but it really does mean a lot. Everybody who's been rating us 5 stars, thank you. We see it. We appreciate it.
And if you've already rated the show and you like listening to the show and you want to wear something out in public.
Are you suggesting a tattoo as well?
Nope. If you do get a tattoo of the show, make sure you tweet it at us.
We will guaranteed send you a free shirt if you get a tattoo.
That's true.
Maybe a mug, too.
Yeah. Well, it's not going too far. But we do have merchandise on our website. If you're interested in a shirt or a mug or any of that kind of cool stuff, there's lots of great designs.
So go to BelieveInTheBizarre.com and do shop our merch. But as always, thank you so much for listening. I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre. And I hope everybody had a happy new year.
Podcast is bizarre as you are.